Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Cherise Zephyr. This is Above Board, and I am about to talk about Hyas South Africa, which will be marking Refugee Shabbat tonight and tomorrow. It is an opportunity to recognize the profound impact of the global Jewish movement working on behalf of refugees, asylum seekers, and displaced people, and to express solidarity with these communities. Alana Pugh Jones-Baranoff, Country Director, Hyas South Africa, is my guest to tell me more. Alana, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Cherise.
Also, just to mention that you are president of the KwaZulu-Natal jury in Durban, but we are not talking about that specifically today, although there is obviously an overlap between Jewish communities and the work that Hyas does. Do you want to just remind us what Hyas does?
Absolutely. So Hyas is the international Jewish humanitarian organization that supports and advocates for refugees, asylum seekers, and displaced people around the world. It is a very old organization. We've been going for over 100 years, and it was founded to assist Jewish people who were escaping persecution in Eastern Europe. And over the decades, our focus has expanded to helping people around the globe. And today we help mostly non-Jewish people in different parts of the world. And we advocate strongly for refugee and asylum seeker rights. We opened Hyas South Africa in October 2023. So it was very exciting to now have Hyas come to the country and to be here.
And I remember the excitement when Hyas came, because South Africa faces its own issues around xenophobia. And I just wonder where are we at? What does the South African landscape look like for refugees?
Yes, so I must say, before we opened the office officially, Hyas had been working closely with the South African Jewish Board of Deputies for many years. And I had been liaising for the board with Hyas. And sadly, Cherise, although there have been some instances of progress, the reality on the ground is as difficult as ever for refugees and asylum seekers. So looking at the positives, over the past decade, there's been a lot of lobbying around the Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill, which our community has been very involved with. And that finally was passed into legislation. But we've seen, sadly, issues around the white paper on citizenship and immigration, which has got some very repressive and regressive aspects to it. And we've also seen a rise in xenophobia. I know in 2008, we had those horrific xenophobic riots around the country, and our community mobilized to support refugees and asylum seekers then. But we've seen day-to-day xenophobia and instances of discrimination grow and become more entrenched in our society. And sadly, here in KZN, where we have the headquarters for Hyas South Africa, we're really seeing horrible scenes of vigilante groups stationed outside government hospitals and government schools, blocking foreign nationals from accessing those services which they have a right to under our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And that seems to be growing. And I know with our local municipal elections coming up later this year, there's a concern that we're going to see that sentiment grow and spread, sadly.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, the other hat that I always know you work under is the Make Us Count campaign. I think that you're very instrumental in ensuring that our community and all South Africans get out there and vote. And I know on our Make Us Count WhatsApp group, there's already great excitement about everybody wanting to participate again. And yet, that's another thing that Jews and foreigners have in common. And that is, as we come up to elections, so we get used as political football. And I know that this is one of the issues that many parties are campaigning around. What do you imagine the impact will be?
Absolutely. And this is another example of how our Jewish community and our history and our current context is so similar to the refugee and asylum seeker community in the country, because we both have histories of persecution, and sadly we both get scapegoated when it's convenient for politicians, when there are broader issues happening in the country. And yes, I think sadly that as we get closer to election time and politicians and the various political parties are electioneering and South Africans are voicing their frustration with the state of the economy and service delivery, oftentimes refugees and foreign nationals get blamed for the problems. And it's incredibly unfair. The data and the statistics that we have show the real picture that they're such a small group, that they actually bring so much to our society rather than detract. And it's up to HIAS South Africa and our partner organizations that work in the sector to really advocate and raise awareness about the rights that refugees and asylum seekers and also undocumented people in our country have, whether they're South African or foreign nationals. We have access to government hospitals, access to schools. You cannot be turned away. And I know many in our community feel quite passionate about this because it's something that our ancestors have experienced. And it's also in our Jewish texts and traditions to welcome the stranger, to stand up and protect the vulnerable, and to pursue justice. And that's why Refugee Shabbat for me is such a special time because it's taking the Jewish Shabbat and it's just giving us all a moment to reflect on our own Jewish stories of being refugees and then also how we can show solidarity for refugees today.
So I couldn't believe it was the 8th Refugee Shabbat. I mean, I remember working with you, and then it was COVID. We were going to have a kind of really big. Do you remember that? It was going to be,
I do. That was just before
and it was like we
COVID.
had the invite get list had already gone out, and we were like, oh my gosh, we had to cancel. But 8 years down the line, where is the Refugee Shabbat?
So, Refugee Shabbat has grown over the years, which has been such a joy to see. As HIAS has grown and as operations have opened up around the world, Refugee Shabbat has come with it because it's something that people can change and mold to whatever speaks to them and to their community. So, a lot of shuls around the world will use refugee topics in the sermon for this Shabbat. We've engaged with rabbis in America and around the world to raise up these issues in their learning that's happening this week. People are also having events, and it's an opportunity to also not necessarily just this Shabbat, but for communities to reach out to refugee communities and to host maybe people from the refugee and asylum seeker community to hear from them. And I know we have some plans, Cherise, to do something exciting and interesting like that
I
later on
can't
in the
wait,
year.
yes.
Yes.
Okay, Elana, in terms of the work that HIAS does, and you mentioned earlier undocumented people coming to South Africa who don't have the documents, and without a piece of paper, you actually have access to very little. What does and can HIAS do?
So HIAS works with some fantastic partners that we have in different aspects, but documentation and legal protection is a big focus for us because, as you said, Cherise, without a piece of paper, it affects all aspects of your life, access to healthcare and economic integration. So we work with
I love
mostly
it. I'm going to
Kenyans.
need you just to talk maybe closer. Yes, try that. I'm
Oh,
losing.
sorry, I
Oh,
hope you
that
can
is
hear
so
me
much
better.
better. Yes.
Good, sorry about that. So I was saying we work with two of our legal partners, Lawyers for Human Rights and ProBono.org, and we run refugee legal aid clinics. We have run attorney training workshops as well, so that South African attorneys can have a chance to learn about refugee rights, which is not something taught in our universities, and it allows them to then give their pro bono hours to the refugee community. And we're really trying to assist people with their cases to help get documentation from the Department of Home Affairs and to also be involved where necessary in the background supporting some of the strategic litigation that's been happening from civil society, and we've been quite successful on on that front. And then we've also been involved in drafting submissions on the various legislations which have a big effect on documentation and allowing people to have access to becoming legalized and to have the right to work and the different permits here in the country. So we wrote recently on the Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Act, the draft regulations. Hayes submitted a document on that. And then also, as I mentioned, the white paper, which was also out for comment.
I know how hard you work, and I know also how incredibly passionate you are. And I'm looking forward to working together with you on that function. Craig is saying we have to wrap up, but before we do, we have to talk about the cheesecake at the Circle Cafe, because all our visitors to Durban. Do you want to just reinforce how incredibly good it is?
Of course. Of course. Well, Cherise, you know that I'm incredibly lucky that the Office of Higher South Africa is based at the Durban Holocaust and Genocide Center, which is at the Durban Jewish Club. And we are neighbors with the Circle Cafe. So it's not great for the waistline, but it's very good for the taste buds. We have the best cheesecake in town, and it's kosher. And we're just it's just such a joy to be a part of the Durban Jewish community here and to work with our colleagues in the National Office of the Jewish Board of Deputies so closely. So I encourage all visitors to Durban to stop in and say hello to Higher South Africa and to have some cheesecake.
That sounds really good. I'm almost on my way there, Alana. But thank you. Thanks so much for joining me. That is Alana Pugh-Jones-Baranov, Country Director, Higher South Africa. And she is also the President of the KwaZulu-Natal Council of Jury.